Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we have got a ton of ground to cover in our next segment in the college football and NFL arena. Always a pleasure to welcome back to YSR inside the Quicken Loans Studios. That is Husker great Jason Peter, who without a doubt, I can't see his handsome face right now, but I know he is all smiles after Amir Abdullah leads 22nd-ranked Nebraska past Miami last week. I mean, you were on the show last week. Jason, how did we not talk about this matchup? I couldn't believe that. When I was flipping through the channels, I'm like, oh my gosh, we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, I know. It's you're talking about two programs there that really have fell off the front page.
Yeah.
And, you know, Miami probably more shocking, I guess, than Nebraska. But you also have to understand, I guess Miami has gone through, you know, a few different probation sort of eras and constantly fighting an image problem down there. Al Golden, I don't know if he knew maybe what he was getting himself into. They've been through athletic directors down there. We actually have Miami's old athletic director, but if you ask a Miami fan, about Sean Eichhorst, they pretty much say, who? Who's that? Mm-hmm. We never heard a word from him. And Nebraska fans are kind of learning, I guess, how he operates. You don't get to hear him speak too often. It's just every once in a while he sends out a memo to everybody. But, yeah, it was a great game. You know, if I don't want to, I guess, say use the word great as in you had two great football teams, but you know, if you have two average teams that kind of duke it out, it looks like a great game. And I think that's pretty much what you had. You had two average, maybe slightly above average football teams, but it was a good one. I mean, in Memorial Stadium, there was 92,000 people that were on their feet, you know, for the entire game, yelling and screaming. And there were a couple almost bench-clearing brawls that I'm sure had Bo Pelini and Al Golden kind of, you know, a little nervous, just praying that they could get to the end of this game without the benches clearing, which ultimately happened. But, yeah, I mean, you mentioned Amir Abdullah. I mean, I said it before, he's special. He's a special football player.
He really is.
Mm-hmm. And you just kind of, you love to see a guy like that do well because he's as solid off the field as he is on. And it's almost like the limelight, all the attention. It doesn't make him uncomfortable, but he would much rather deflect that to the rest of the team. And, you know, those are the type of guys that you want on your roster.
That is definitely refreshing. So your Huskers, they're 4-0, and this marks the third time in seven seasons under Bo Pelini that they have completed non-league play and been 4-0. So are you a believer that this team can go deep?
I think they should be playing in the Big Ten championship game. I don't know if they'll win. You know, you look at who they have to go through.
I mean, who's better out of the Big Ten Conference, Jason?
Well, on their side of things, basically all you have is Wisconsin. You know, they're going to have to go to East Lansing and play Michigan State. But, you know, the Michigan State's on the other side of the conference. And all you really have is Wisconsin. And, I mean, that was kind of, you know, the knock when they split these teams up into the East and West. And, you know, most of the talent and the football is being played on the East side of things. And on the West, you know, you have Nebraska, you have Wisconsin, you got Iowa. You know, that's pretty much it. And Wisconsin is not great this year. And, you know, I use that cautiously great. I almost feel anytime you're talking Big Ten football and you use the word great, you know, for listeners, I don't want that to be confused with you know, SEC great, Alabama great, or that type of football. But, you know, from the Big Ten standard, you really, you know, you don't have much on the West side of things. So Nebraska should they should be playing in that Big Ten championship game as long as they don't shoot themselves in the foot.
Okay, Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Remember, connect with us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. So the Huskers, they move up three spots in the polls. Just give me a quick hit on your quarterback, Tommy Armstrong Jr. What has he shown you so far, Jason?
He's maturing. You know, there were times last year, and, you know, you can't hold it against him really as a freshman. He was a freshman last year, a retro freshman. But there were times when he would get careless with the ball. And, you know, he'd come out and just throw a pick when the situation, the moment in the game clearly called for, you know, just throw the ball away or take a 2-3 yard loss. But, you know, you just cannot turn the ball over the way that he was. And, you know, there are still times when I think most Nebraska fans are holding their breath, and there are times where he'll still he'll throw the ball into a situation that, you know, clearly he should not be throwing the ball. And, you know, this year they've been fortunate where it hasn't come back to bite him in the butt so bad yet. You know, I think he's thrown a pick or two. But, you know, those are things that quarterbacks are going to do. You just hope that he continues to grow and continues to have a better understanding of the offense and, you know, do the things that he does well, you know, highlight those things. And that's not necessarily on Tommy Armstrong. Mm-hmm. That's on Tim Beck, the offense
right.
coordinator. And there were issues coming out of that McNeese State game where, you know, Bo Pelini was asked about the play calling or you know, what happened in the second half and you know, why Amir Abdul only got the ball 2 or 3 times, you know, in the second half of that game. And Bo clearly said that, you know, things are going to change. And he should have stepped up, you know, during the course of the game. But he's going to make sure something like that doesn't right. happen again. So I'm sure him and Tim Beck have had some lengthy conversations about how this team, how this offense moves forward. And that's, you know, obviously with Amir Abdullah as the focus piece.
Okay, the Cornhuskers start Big Ten play on Saturday night and take on Illinois, and we'll look forward to getting into that next week. But I want to move ahead as we are continuing talking college football. Your thoughts on Charlie Strong kicking off with the 9th player on the team. I mean, so much for the Longhorn season and building team chemistry. I mean, what were your thoughts? I mean, is he in danger of losing the locker room? That was talked a lot about in the national media this week, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, the dilemma that you're faced with when you do something like that. But this is the reality. I mean, he's trying to change a culture down there. You know, there's no reason why the University of Texas should not be competing for national championships year after year. They make too much money down there. They spend too much money. You know, there's everything at Charlie Strong's fingertips, you know, that he could ever possibly imagine in wanting to, you know, run a Division I football team. You know, he's got everything down there. And the only thing that he doesn't have is a player's understanding of what he expects out of them on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, there comes a point where the warnings just don't cut it anymore with some of these guys. And saying, this won't be tolerated, you know, it happened this time, but you're not going to get away with it next time. You know, if guys see that, well, maybe that's just all talk, you know, because he let Johnny, you know, Billy Bob stay on the team after, you know, he got in trouble 3 or 4 times, you know, then he loses all credibility when he's standing in front of that locker room. So there comes a point where he's got to make those players accountable, and that's what he's doing. And he's saying, you know, you either do it my way or you're gone. And that's kind of, you know, I think he's basically showing guys he's not there to mess around. He's there to win football games, and he's going to do it his way. And you either follow, you know, what he's asking you to do, or you're going to be gone. So I got no problem with what Charlie Strong's doing. It's tough, you know. These kids, they show up today, and especially you're talking about Texas. I mean, they're bringing in all 4 or 5 star kids who have you know, been put up on a pedestal their whole life. These, a lot of these kids are showing up on campus, and they think, you know, they're the cat's meow, and nobody can tell them, you know, how they're going to play or what to do or how they're going to live their life. And a lot of these kids, they think that they have more power than the coach. So, you gotta let them know who's in charge.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for dropping by, JP.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.